I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Welcome to Scott Talks, and I'm talking with Wayne Altman, the creator of Melody Clouds. And man, what a fascinating conversation. It's so funny, you guys. Honey went through the whole conversation, Laura, and didn't mention that I suffer a little bit from some tinnitus or tinnitus. We struggle with the TV. Like, thank God for closed captioning. I was thinking through the conversation.
I was going to let you tell. That's your story, hon. So I was going to let you tell it.
How diplomatic of you, honey. Just a little background real quick. Wayne is a vet from the Army, served in Germany and in Desert Storm. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
You know, a lot of us, I guess, in life suffer injuries that we're unaware are injuries. And we find out later that high ringing, as soon as you started talking about high ringing in your ear, I can hear it. I hear it in my ear in the back of my head. And there's like two different sounds. There's like the sound of the world outside and that high hum in the back of my ear, especially.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Especially my right ear. And so much of what you guys talked about, you know, when COVID came around and people put masks on, I had the hardest time. I didn't realize how much I read mouths. And, you know, I'm 54 years old, but I feel like a young 54. But that one particular thing, as soon as I can't hear, or when my kids mumble and speak, I have to over and over. I'm like, I have to stop them and go, look, I'm sorry. I cannot hear what you're saying. You're going to have to slow it down. And I mean, you just struck me with that. And I can't imagine how many people, even in your story, you said you kind of brushed it off for 20 years. It was 20 plus years before you started looking at this thing. And I can't imagine how many other people are going to hear this and go, maybe I should have that checked out.
Try the binaural beats.
Yeah.
We got to get you in there. Let you listen to this.
I do. Well, and I've messed around with frequency stuff a little bit, simply for meditation practices. The guru, like
woo-woo.
The woo-woo. Woo-woo. Yeah. My woo-woo, woo-woo research.
All right. Scott's a little woo-woo. All right.
Scott is a little woo-woo. Fence, right?
Yeah. He is.
But the other thing, you know, so I've been hitting the head. It's still ringing from that hit about 15 years ago. I'm a surfer. I'm sure I've hit the water on that head many times, but been so overwhelmed by the circumstances of my situation that I didn't acknowledge, you know, oh, that'll go away. You know, maybe you can talk about some more things that you come across where people, I know, when I was a kid, they all, you listen to your music too loud. But what are some other things that people might be a part of? You said the dentist. I never even imagined that a dentist might suffer.
I had a dentist do an interview with me. Bob Dorfman told me, hey, look, you've got a whole bunch of dentists listening to you right now. And he told me, look, the old drills, they have new silent drills now.
Right.
But I mean, think of all the construction people, saws or, you know, lumber, you know, guys or drills and, you know, hammering. I mean, everything we do makes noise. So the possibilities of suffering are numerous. And I'll tell you something, Scott, it's funny. Mm-hmm. I'm 55. This is what you're going to look like in a year. How about that? Terrifying, isn't it?
I'm working on it, man.
My wife and my youngest child love to play a trick on me. And they know how frustrated I get. So I let my wife drives everywhere we go. I love being driven. She hates anyone driving me.
Okay.
So we are Jack Spratt, okay, and his wife. So I and my youngest will get very car sick unless she's sitting in the front seat. So the two of them do horrible things
while you're in the back.
And I'll sit in the back and they'll listen to music at just a level they know I can't hear it.
Oh, wow.
Or I'll just barely hear it. So they will torture deaf people from the front seat of the vehicle. And it gets me every time because I know that deep down, I know they're doing it. To me.
Because
right?
They love you. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. That's what they say too, Scott. Yeah. Don't defend them. They're horrible people.
Look, I know that when my kids get tired of repeating themselves, I feel that loneliness and I feel, you know, that age thing coming on and I don't want to share that. It's a shame. And you know, my father, literally, I never realized how much of a mouth reader he was, a lip reader he was, but he couldn't hear anything. He sat in his recliner with the TV so loud and smoking cigarettes and drinking. He was by himself, right? Like that's what his world came to. I would think partly because he couldn't really communicate the way he wanted to. And he was just frustrated. And I see that in myself, right? And, you know, I think it's cute that your family gives you a hard time right in front of your face, but.
Well, imagine, you said something earlier and I want everyone to really key in on, you were talking about COVID and everybody wearing a mask and we politicized this thing so much. It's crazy that we've decided to make it binary, not binaural, binary. Okay. Either for or against or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And getting on a plane or going into a store and, you know, me not being able to hear what you're saying, because when people have a mask on, it's already muffled. And then now they're hiding behind something. So they speak even lower than that. And the enragement of not being able to understand the third time you ask someone, what did you just say? Mm-hmm. What are your instructions? Can I have my change, please? Whatever it is, it really makes it, and I can imagine the isolation that your father must have felt and the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Why, no one wants to be around me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for whatever reason, but certainly being isolated like that, that's not a good thing. And I see it happening to me.
Right.
I'll go down to the living room and when my wife and child come from volleyball practice or something, their reaction to the TV at a comfortable level for me,
is shocking.
They skedaddle, man. They are out of there so quick. It's not even, rather than coming and jumping in the couch next to me and watching a show, I can't turn it down fast enough, you know? And so I have felt that very same thing, you know, that your father felt, you know, I mean, I think it's
universal. And I think it's important to point out. And I think that, you know, and I say this from the fact that my family never really, you know, it was one of those things like, oh, he just can't hear. Right. And, you know, it wasn't something to explore or talk about. It was definitely isolating. And it was kind of like this intolerable, like a place where two people or families walked away. Right. Just let him be. It's all good. Or, you know, like you said, we're frustrated with it.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
One of the things that you talked about that I thought was interesting is you said there's no real restoring of hearing loss once you've lost it. So I'm out there looking for something that's going to restore it. It's probably just snake oil kind of thing. Like people are just trying to sell me on some hope that I might find something and restore it. But you found a way to relieve, right? Like, so right. Tell me a little bit about how binaural beats and melody clouds, what does it offer you that allows you to be better for your family or for your workplace or for the world in general? How can me participating in frequency therapy, I guess we'll call it, how might people take that in and use it for themselves?
So there's two parts to this, and I'm glad that's a very good question. Man, you guys are, I mean, seriously good. So there's two parts to that. Number one, finding out what exasperates the problem. Okay. So for me, caffeinated beverages make the ringing even harder than they normally would be. And I, you know, coffee, tea, Diet Coke. I drink a lot of Diet Coke.
Oh, interesting.
Not a plug for them, but I am, you know. So knowing that and knowing that, look, you need to chill out because that's making the ringing in your ears worse, okay? And then finding whatever it is. Maybe it's not binaural beats. Maybe you haven't found the binaural frequencies that are going to relieve this for you. And it's different for different people, okay?
Sure.
And what I tell people is, look, even the little blue pill, okay? Name any medication. It doesn't work on every single person. And that's why you have to go back to your doctor and tell them, hey, this didn't lower my blood pressure enough. So let's switch prescriptions. Let's switch medications. This works exactly the same way. So the frequency that you're going to need might not be the frequency that worked for me. Gotcha. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your damage may have been done by something else and maybe at a lower frequency than the damage to my nerves.
Right. And so, that's an important thing you pointed out, that this sound that I hear, this tinnitus, is the result of nerve damage in my ear, basically. Right.
Sure.
And so each type of, it's like any kind of injury. I could hit 100 people in the arm and they'd all have their bodies would react differently to this injury. So people's sound and their response is different, which is going to make the relief be different as well. Right.
Yep.
You have an app now where I can go in tonight and be like, I want some relief. Right. And this is going to offer me some alone time, feeling some silence.
So the map Melody Clouds on the iOS and on the Android, it will absolutely do that. It's undergoing some changes right now. The iOS app, Apple is currently working on, it's on their end. It's not on our end, they've determined. And so they're trying to fix whatever the issue is. But yes, there is an iOS app and an Android app. Both available. Both of them have every single thing that the website has. So I'm pointing right now, pointing everybody to the website. Website is working. It's working very well. But everyone that subscribes to the website also gets the app. I don't charge for the app.
The app isn't
something I charge for. And I will say this, if you're worried about your information being taken, Melody Clouds is probably one of the only apps that takes no, I'm not interested. Okay. I don't care what your information is. I won't take your information. You can keep it.
Right on. Real quick to go back to that thing. So what am I going to experience after some time away from hearing this tonight is how am I going to be able to come back to the world and sort of participate in a way that is noticeable?
Well, for me, I can speak for me.
That'd be great.
When I go lay down and I've heard silence, again, for the first time. And, you know, now it's every few weeks I go in and I listen to this for quite a bit of time. Anytime I feel like I really need to be quiet and things to be still, because it does become overwhelming. I didn't realize that. And I can decompress from all that, right? I come back with an entirely different mindset. I come back feeling refreshed. I've come back feeling like, okay, I can now deal with it. Something that the CEO of Texas Roadhouse, we discussed this at the last interview. He took his own life because he had no outlet. He had no way of escaping this. Those are not my words. Those are his words.
Right. I mean, that's hopelessness, you know?
That is someone who has just reached their end. That's what I really use it for. Get to sleep and get rid of this screeching noise. I've heard, you know, all day today.
You guys have to go back and listen to this interview. Wayne, you were fun to listen to, but you're also just really well-versed in this, I think, very accessible application of a relief for something that, like you said, you don't know it's bothering until you all of a sudden realize it's bothering you. And so you might not even realize the relief you might get until you experience some. And you can find a loving way to help somebody you care about address an issue that they might be afraid to look at with anybody else. So thank you so much for being on the show.
I really appreciate it. You're very kind. And yeah. I will say this, on the iOS and Android, on the apps, a yearly subscription is for the entire family.
Okay.
I've decided this morning, I'm going to give the entire family access. In a family group on the iOS, you have a family group. And I'm giving, if someone in the family purchases a yearly subscription, it's going to be good for the entire family. I just remembered to mention that.
That's a good Christmas present.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Listen to the show, you guys.
Thank you.
And another fantastic episode in the can.
I love our show.
I do too. And speaking of our show, we want to thank all of our Patreons for making it possible. And we'd like to welcome the new ones as well.
Welcome. And hun, explain how it is that our Patreons support our show and how folks can join our Patreon.
Sure. So we are an independent podcast, which means that there is no corporation behind us, which also means we have the freedom to bring you the stories that you want to hear.
Yes, which also means that we depend on you to keep producing these stories.
Right. And we really appreciate you. So basically to join, you just go to our website.
There's a link in our show notes of this episode to make it easy.
Then you follow the simple instructions. Also, there is a level for everybody. And after you join, you get access to all of our exclusive bonus content and special opportunities like monthly storytelling, which is a video series. We also do Zoom hangs. Please come hang with us. Monthly memberships start at $5 per month, not per day, that's per month. And the Zoom hangs are my favorite part. So which of our patrons are we shouting out today?
So today we're shouting out two of our favorites.
Right on.
Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right, Cute Booty.
Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly's garage in 2004. She was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves and particularly the what, hun?
The booty.
The booty. Mm-hmm. But they were still polished enough to wear out and about. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women for women right here in the USA, actually right here in Los Angeles.
Right.
The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. You just go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say to me when I wear my leggings, hun?
Cute booty.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We also want to thank Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
Yes, a fantastic friend of the show from the beginning. We love your support, and we are so appreciative of you.
Super grateful. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, come join us on a Zoom hang.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group, or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.